Chuck. Chuck. We talking about
Charleston.
The Charleston Battery.
Oh, lovely touch there from Garbanzo. And Chang is away down this near touchline. Looks up, tries to work it in. Chance, goal! Wonderful ball from Chang. And Williams is there to provide the finish. Woodbine showing some pace, and he finds Garbanzo, cuts onto his right foot. Down he goes, Chang! Blocked away, still alive though. Chance! 2-0! Zach Prince finds Michael Chang, and the Battery double their advantage.
We are the fleet, your ship we will sink, but we are the Battery!
Yeah, it's the Chucktown Check-In. Eric Quintana coming at you from Atlanta, Georgia. And with me, as always, from across the internet, Seamus Grady. Seamus, $1 beer nights on Wednesday. What's your hangover cure for everyone on Thursday?
Oh, man, I don't know. You're just going to have to hit the Waffle House or something after. You know, I think that was very smart. You know, Charleston is a city that is very influenced by what drink specials are going on which night. So that was a smart move by them to get the fans out there on a Wednesday, playing a PDL team on a weeknight. So we'll see if it works out.
Curious, what beer do you think will be offered at $1?
Oh, no, man. I have no idea. MUSC Hell Stadium, they usually got a lot of craft beer there, but I can't imagine that's what it's going to be. I'm willing to bet it'll just be whatever the cheapest draft they have is.
Certainly. Certainly should be a fun time. You know, make sure you hit that Waffle House after the game or in the morning on Thursday. Great night last night at MUSC Health Stadium. 2-0 win at home by the Battery, extending their unbeaten streak once again. Goals coming in each half, one by Romario Williams, who has a team-high 6 goals, the other by Michael Chang, who also assisted in the Williams goal. Seamus, Michael Chang trying to make his name known.
He is. And, he had a pretty solid performance last night, and a night when they had some of the technical staff from Atlanta United in the house checking out the game. So he's looked very good. You know, he's looked good the past few seasons that he's played with the Battery. I think he's a guy that Atlanta should definitely keep their eye on.
Look at Atlanta United doing their homework. Goals scored in the run of play. Garbanzo with a great piece of skill to get the ball wide to Chang. Chang running down the flank, delivering a low curling ball into the box just out of the reach of the two defenders. Perfectly met by Romario Williams at the back post. Romario now with 6 goals on the year, third among the goal leaders behind John Chandler Hoffman of Louisville City and Jack McBean of Los Dos. That's LA Galaxy 2. Seamus, what did Romario have to say after the match about his form so far? You know, 3 consecutive games with a goal.
Yeah, pretty much what he had to say was he's just really in rhythm now. That's the way he put it. And he gave a lot of credit to the guys around him. They're finding him in good positions. And he talked about, not trying to do too much by himself and getting himself in the right position and just waiting for the guys to get him the ball.
Certainly showing why he is such a great asset. Chang doubled the lead with the goal in the second half. To me, it was more a product of luck than anything else. You know, Prince with a deliberate pass into the box to Michael Chang. On the way to Chang, you know, two Toronto players, I think one definitely whiffed at the clearance, and it gives Chang an easy shot from just outside the 6-yard box. He still has to make that shot, but it is a bit of a gift rather than, you know, anything the Battery really created. Now, you could say that the buildup was a nice passage of play, and you know, it led to the opportunity. Either way, you know, Chang with an assist and a goal on the night, you know, certainly showing his suitors how valuable he can be.
Oh yeah, definitely. And that definitely, I would chuck that second goal up to a bit of luck. You know, they definitely had the two defenders whiffed the clearance for sure. But and I mean, Chang even looked surprised. If you go back and watch the replay, it looked like he was surprised the ball got there. But if you look at film on him, you look at his games last year. That's last year was really a breakout year for Michael Chang, and he's looked solid ever since then. And he's racking up the assists. He's scoring some goals now, And yeah, I think that's a guy that's gonna have a bright future, and I think he'll be moving up to MLS one day eventually. I mean, if it's whether or not he gets picked up by Atlanta next year or if it's later on down the road, but I think he's definitely got a bright future.
Romario mentioned after the game that Coach Anhauser has been emphasizing getting the ball wide and putting it into the box. I think it's what he said after the yeah, it's what he said after the game. Romario, that is. It was clearly the game plan last night. Great work by both outside backs, Obi Woodbine and Quinton Griffith. I thought both were spectacular in just running up and down the flanks, getting by their whoever was defending them and creating opportunities for Romario and for anyone in the midfield.
Oh yeah, definitely. And those guys were turning on the Jets last night there on the outside. Quinton Griffith, he can really turn it on. That's a big reason why he's been such a standout both with the Battery and internationally. The captain of Antigua and Barbuda, and those two guys played very well last night. It seemed like all the attack, for the most part, was working from the outside, working in and finding Romario and Chang. So definitely a great job by those guys.
It's interesting because I have been a proponent of working the ball up through the midfield, and in this case, it might have been play the ball into the midfield and then immediately back out to the sideline so that they can get a cross in, and it was obvious that that's what they were trying to do because that's where all the production came from. You saw two plays almost back to back. It was the goal first, and then I forget who was on the ball, but it essentially put in that same cross that Chang did earlier, literally 2 minutes before, and almost resulted in another goal. If not for an amazing save by the, a close save by the Toronto keeper, Romario would have had two goals on the night.
Yeah, and Romario has looked great the past few weeks, getting the goals in the net. We talked about before, he was having some trouble finding his shots, putting good shots on target. And the past few weeks, his game's really opened up, and I think that has a lot to do with him not trying to do too much on his own. Like we talked about before, they're working the ball up the wings and getting it inside to feed Romario. And yeah, he's looked great so far, and just – hopefully he can keep that scoring streak up.
Well, he's certainly making his way up the scoring leader charts, if you will. Again, six is his number. I think nine is the leading number. I may be wrong on that. I'm trying to pull up the website, but it's not working too well right now. But yeah, I mean, he's definitely in third. So, you could think that if he keeps getting this kind of production, keeps getting this, stays on this on form, You start to wonder, what his future with potentially Atlanta United may look like. It's only nine games, and I want to stress that with just about every player, because you got to look at the whole season and see how they have the ups and downs and how they react to bad situations and bad games and how long those streaks ride for. Because who knows, maybe this three game streak for Romario, and I don't want to downplay what Romario's doing, but maybe this three game goal streak for Romario is just kind of like a one-off thing, and while I don't think that's the case, it's important for us to see how it goes. We can't just automatically pull the trigger on any player just because of the first nine games. That includes Alex Tambakis. No Tambakis in this game. Adesno Cooper with a strong outing, getting a lot of the praise from his teammates, especially his teammate in the broadcast booth. he had a few really good saves, saw 12 shots, three on target. Again, three total saves on the night for Odisnal. What'd you think of the performance?
Oh, yeah, it was a good one. And, to be honest with you, like we were saying about Alex early on, he didn't really get tested all that much, He made three solid saves though, and it's a clean sheet, and a clean sheet's a clean sheet, as they say. So, it's a solid performance. Can't say anything bad about it.
He did have one really good save where it just the guy must have been 6 yards away from him and just blasted what looked to be like at his face, and he just stuck his hand out there like a I forget who's the third keeper on the team, because he was in the broadcast booth last night.
Oh, Corby, yeah.
he said that.
Yeah, that was pretty cool hearing him up there.
No, yeah, and he called Cooper El Gato, the cat, because he has cat-like reflexes, oh, gotcha. Which I thought was hilarious. But yeah, definitely a good performance from him, and hopefully we continue to see strong goalkeeping performances throughout. Hopefully Alex can get back in there at some point and really, really redeem himself for the couple of bad performances he's had as of late. Sheamus, so what did Coach Anheuser have to say after the match?
Well, you know, he was very, very pleased with the Battery on the attack. You know, we've talked before about how for a few weeks there it looked like they were struggling. He said they're doing a much better job of getting in behind the defense and finding the easier shots. And really, I mean, just looking at the match as a whole, he talked a lot about how it was really one of their first complete performances of the season. You know, it seems like week by week it's been a struggle of when the defense is clicking, the offense isn't going. And then when the offense is finally going, the defense isn't clicking. So he talked a lot about that. And, you know, he said the win streak at home is good. You know, they're not thinking about it right now. They're just happy. They're happy with it, but they're going to go out and try to get, you know, 3 points at home every time they play. So that's pretty much what he had to say about the night. And, you know, just a solid performance, though.
Battery improved to 4 wins, 2 losses, and 3 draws for 15 total points. They now sit in 5th in the Eastern Conference. They also extend that unbeaten streak to 29 games. Just shows how crazy good the Battery are at home. You know, our man Aaron shared his thoughts once again from Maryland on the results of the match via the Wave app. Here is a little bit of that.
Hey, this is Aaron in Maryland again. Great night for the Battery. Picked up another 3 points. The oatmeal power unbeaten streak at home continues. It's awesome. It's great. Super pumped up. Super excited. Williams with a great goal. Chang with a great goal. Great games all around from pretty much everybody out there in the camo shirts tonight. Normally the boys in black and yellow, but the boys in black and gray camo, which was great. Yeah, it was just great all around. Wonderful play from Portillo, from Chang. Williams was outstanding. Garbanzo was pesky all night with the defense. It was great. Our defensive line was pretty much a brick wall. Cooper making some great saves. Can't wait for the next game and hopefully another 3 points as we start to march our way back up the table and continue our Eastern Conference dominance. See ya.
Again, if you want to send us your thoughts, comments, questions, download that Wave app and start sending us your audio snippets. It can be during the game, pregame, postgame, any thoughts you might have, up to 60 seconds of audio, and you can hit our Dirty South Soccer platform. That's how you'll recognize us on the Wave app. There's only three. I think it's a soccer, football, folder, and then after that you'll hit the Dirty South Soccer button, if you will, and you'll be able to send us any audio you'd like, up to 60 seconds. So make sure you partake. Coming up Wednesday, U.S. Open Cup action. Battery face Villages SC this Wednesday, 7:30 p.m. at MUSC Health Stadium. Sheamus, pretty excited about the U.S. Open Cup?
Oh, yeah. As a Battery supporter, I am always, always excited about the U.S. Open. It's a competition that the Battery have always, you know, found a way to shine in, which is pretty crazy as a lower division team. You know, it goes all the way back to 2008, where they worked their way all the way to the final of the U.S. Open Cup in lost a heartbreaker to DC United, but it's always excited to see them get started in the cup. And this is a really interesting year for the cup, because I think this is, like I said last week, this is the most attention I've seen the opening rounds of the U.S. Open Cup get. You know, you had every game between those NPSL teams and the PDL teams last week getting streamed on YouTube.
Is that usually the case? I didn't think it was.
No, I don't think that's ever happened before. Maybe there might be like one or two. I know there were a few last year, but not all of them. That was pretty awesome to see. It's good to see, those smaller clubs get some attention and, you know, get some exposure. And it's really exciting just to see the tournament as a whole, you know, kind of get a lot more buzz and a lot more people excited about it this year.
I know last year they had some of the later rounds on YouTube, so I didn't know if and up until the last couple of years I hadn't really followed U.S., you know, Open Cup or really MLS at all. But, you know, since I want to say 2011, I've been keeping up with all that stuff. But, yeah, it definitely didn't feel like there was a lot of attention on, especially the opening round, you know, those games where either there's no broadcast or the broadcast sounds like it's being done in a closet or clearly only one camera or there's
no. You still had a little bit of that this year.
Yeah.
It was better. Yeah, that Silverbacks broadcast was a little
yeah, exactly.
Shocking. Yeah. But, yeah. But yeah, it's,
I was gonna say either way, we're definitely looking forward to that. That game streaming on YouTube, you know, absolutely no reason to miss it. We'll be live tweeting it on Wednesday night. Seamus, any final thoughts on the game? What's coming up for the Battery?
Yeah, just a good week for the Battery, and hopefully they can keep on clawing their way up the table. You know, put in a great performance on Saturday night, and you know, looking forward to a dollar beer night on Wednesday. So if you're in Charleston, get out there, support the club. You know, support them.
Make sure you have that hangover remedy available for Thursday morning. That'll do it for the Chucktown Check-In. Hit us up on the Waves app. Email us at chucktowncheckin@gmail.com. You can find Seamus and I on Twitter at Seamus Grady and myself at EricQuintana47. Reach out to us because we love the interaction. And until next time, be easy, everybody. We will sing, but we are the Battery.